They call themselves patriotic Europeans against the Islamization of the West, or PEGIDA. They feel threatened by the Islamization of the Christian culture of Germany, as their leader Lutz Bachmann claims. In Dresden, where PEGIDA started, demonstrations have been growing from Monday to Monday, but the movement has had trouble gaining traction elsewhere in Germany. Since October 2014, every Monday, angry Islamophobic rallies have been staged in Dresden, Eastern Germany, by a new grassroots organization called PEGIDA, or Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West. PEGIDA supporters say people need to wake up to the threat from Islam, and the numbers attending these Islamophobic rallies in Dresden have grown. But so have counter-demonstrations by Germans alarmed by what they see as xenophobic and who want to defend tolerance and diversity.
We are convinced that it is really dangerous what they are talking about, because they mobilize a lot of people for things that are really against people who are not from here. It is against people who come from other countries, who come from other places in the world. They tell they're against Islam because they don't want that it becomes Dresden in the way like it is maybe in Berlin or in Cologne. The point is fear. The point is fear on all sides.
PEGIDA has attracted a variety of right-wing and extreme-right groups, as well as ordinary citizens who are alleged to be worried about Islam and its impact on German society.
They're coming from the villages around Dresden. They are coming from Dresden. They have different backgrounds. They're, of course, people from the far right are marching within these demonstrations also. A lot of people calling the Identitäre, so which is quite a nationalist movement, also part of this PEGIDA, but also, I would say, ordinary people who have jobs, but only more or less jobs, I would say, in the middle class, upper class jobs. And they are thinking that they are competing with refugees who are coming, or with migrants who are coming here.
PEGIDA supporters believe that immigration, and particularly Muslim immigrants, are a menace to German culture and national identity. And according to a study commissioned by Germany's Bertelsmann Foundation, a shocking 57% of Germans now see Islam as a threat to life in Europe.
I consider myself a German Muslim, yes. My identity is Muslim because I practice my religion as a Muslim, and I see myself in a part of a German society, so that's why I'm German. I'm the third generation here in Germany, and even that, I'm not accepted as a German. And my kids are the fourth generation and speak just German, but they are not accepted in this society.
Despite the reality that one in five Germans today have a migration background, racism and discrimination against people perceived to be strangers still prevail. Biased attitudes are especially strong towards Muslims, discriminated in social, economic, and academic settings. Many Muslim leaders say that since the anti-Islam movement appeared, their communities are facing new problems just because they are Muslims.
Ja, auf jeden Fall. Die Leute sind, besonders die Frauen, sind schon ein bisschen ängstlicher geworden. Die haben auch ein paar von denen, von die erzählt haben, dass sie auch manche Menschen sie ein bisschen anders behandelt haben. Und besonders bei den Frauen, weil besonders die Kopftuch tragen, dann sieht man sofort, dass sie Muslime sind.
My scarf is my identity. I think it's a religious obligation for me to do so. Like nuns, like Catholic nuns do so. Like even Jewish have their form of dress code and they do so. So this is a part of my religious identity, and I show this to the society as well. And I work now in the university, like you see me now, and we don't have any problems with the headscarf. It's just the qualification what's important here at the university.
Wir wollen, dass muslimische Frauen auch nach außen gehen, arbeiten, selbstständig werden. Und genauso damit wir diese Vorurteile haben, dass sie immer durch den Männer unterdrückt sind.
Personally, I'm not oppressed, but the problem is that society, because of the media coverage, the people think that all Muslim women are oppressed. No, the thing is, I think as a Muslim woman, you have to go out and show the world that we are not oppressed. I work, like I told you, I'm political active, so I'm not seeing myself as a oppressed woman.
Islam is here and Muslims are here, and if you look at the responses from the churches on these Pegida actions, we have seen it in Cologne, we see it in Frankfurt, that churches turn off the lights when these demonstrations are, to show we are not part of this thing, and our Christian heritage isn't defended with these Pegida marches.
The terrorist attack on Charlie Hebdo magazine in Paris may boost support for anti-Islam movements like Pegida, although the majority of European Muslim political leaders and organizations have firmly condemned the attack.
One thing with it, which is kind of a natural reaction of these movements, is that they are xenophobic against foreign people. And many of the immigrants are Muslims, and so people do not differentiate that much between a normal Muslim who sells vegetables in their barrio and the terrorists.
Of course, there is discrimination. There are studies about these things in finding flats or in finding work. And in schools also. It's different places we find discrimination, but it's just, I think in general, it's just a general discrimination of foreigners, of strangers. It's not, in the first place, not Muslim-oriented. It's a discrimination of other people.
Well, you know, sometimes I realize that people are afraid of me. And even in the bus, or even when I go to the shops or something, they are afraid of talking to me. These are people who don't even know Muslims at all, you know? You don't even have any people who are in contact with any Muslims. I think that's all what they see in the media or in the TVs or in press, you know? And then they think all the Muslims are bad.
Pegida supporters want Germany to curb immigration, accusing politicians and government officials of supporting immigrants and failing to listen to their problems.
They protest that more and more and more foreigners come inside of the countries, and her own problems were not heard by the government, and the government have only an ear for the problems from the foreigners, and so they say, hey, we live here, and please hear my own problems.
The politicians in Berlin looked very sharp to this movement because, of course, there's a feeling within the German people maybe that immigration is a problem, and we have 300,000 per year, maybe, asylum seekers, but only very few of them are real, who have the right to stay here. What to do with those people?
Last year, Germany received more than 180,000 asylum claims, compared with 127,000 in 2013. Germany accommodates more asylum seekers than any other European country. The Dresden Pegida rallies began as a protest against new shelters for refugees and have attracted growing numbers of demonstrators. In fact, the Mande Pegida marches have transformed Dresden into a destination for Islamophobes of all stripes, with people traveling to the Saxony capital from across Germany just to take part. Dresden sits in a valley on the River Elbe, near the Czech border. It's one of Germany's 16 political centers and the capital of the state of Saxony. But unlike most big German cities, Dresden has a low level of immigration and little experience of living with cultural difference.
Foreigners, we have only 3% here. And I think the citizens from Dresden are a little bit angry against the foreigners. They are angry that they lost their work or so on. So now they are angry that when the people from the other countries came here.
I don't think that the whole town is a racist place. That's not true, but there is a kind of tradition in Dresden that helps structures of the right-winged politics to build up something like Pegida here.
Pegida was launched as a Facebook group by Lutz Bachmann, a 42-year-old Dresden chef turned graphic designer who insists he's not racist. He has admitted to past criminal convictions, including for drug dealing, and has spent time in jail. Some of the first to join Bachmann's movement of Defenders of the West included people linked with motorcycle gangs. Also football hooligans linked to the far-right scene have joined Pegida marches.
20,000 people maximum come together every Monday evening, and it has supporters in big Western German cities, but I think the peak is behind us already, and it's a sort of protest against Islam, so say the organizers. But many people who come there, if you ask them, say we are against this and that, domestic politics, international politics, and maybe against the German party system. But it's not a broad protest against a certain thing. I think many political questions come together, and again, it's not a German-wide movement.
Pegida's leaders reject press inquiries and refuse to give interviews, alleging that the press misrepresents Pegida as a right-wing extremist movement. Lügenpresse, lying press, a phrase from Nazi marches in the 1930s, is often shouted during Pegida rallies. And when our film crew cover a Pegida rally, some protesters went way beyond shouting lying press. They identified us as foreigners and began yelling hateful racist insults.
What we are seeing is really that we have these Pegida marches since October, and we are also monitoring hate crimes in Saxony. And we are really seeing that beside the marches, demonstrations, there are more attacks on foreigners and immigrants. So there's really a relation. I would not say that the Pegida is Pegida movement is doing this, but what they are, this issue, what they are talking about, this anti-Islamic, anti-migration issue, really empower these kind of people who are willing to use violence against migrants. And this is what we are seeing.
Germany is home to 4.5 million Muslims, and a study showed that in Europe, Germans are especially intolerant of Islam, and the majority says not to have had any contact with Muslims.
This this is a form of, I think, anxiety, and I think that's the problem. So I can go to mosques, I can pray, even at the office here, I can pray. I fast, so I can do this freely, and I do it by choice. And this country allows me to do so. Like I said, this bad coverage is like showing a bad Islam, and this is the problem why the people have like a bad image about Islam.
I don't think it's the society as a whole which admits to be anti-Islam. I think the mass media in general try to find a middle way, and especially if you look at the activities of Pegida and Smugida and all these things, you can clearly see that the larger media, like newspapers, television, are in opposition to these anti-Islam movements.
There is certainly room for Muslims, and we take part in this society. We work here, we study here, we go to school here. So we are taking part, even in political activities, we are taking part in this society. So that's important to have these rights, though we have these obligations as well. And the Constitution grants us this religious freedom as well.
Selamun Aleyküm. Nasılsınız?
Teşekkür ederim. Hoş geldiniz.
Hoş bulduk. Sağ olun. Simitler alacaktık. Welcome to the Central Mosque in Frankfurt. We are in the prayer room here. We are praying all Friday, more than 1,500 people. The mosque is a pivotal place. It's a central place for the Muslim life, so the Muslim people are coming to the mosque for pray and also in their leisure, and we have a lot of facilities in our mosques, and this is the tradition and the history of the mosque.
Frankfurt's Central Mosque is located in the most ethnically diverse neighborhood and the most foreigner friendly. But since the appearance of the anti-Islam movement, some residents are complaining that there are too many foreign immigrants.
Es gibt Menschen, die Angst schüren, die Hass schüren gegenüber anderen Menschen. Aber hier in diesem Viertel steht der Mensch im Mittelpunkt, unabhängig davon, ob er Muslim ist, nicht Muslim ist, ob er Türke ist oder Deutscher ist. Das ist hier die gelebte Vielfalt in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt's Turkish community is the largest immigrant group, numbering about 150,000, and most are Muslims. Many have lived in Germany for decades and are well integrated.
They are living like any people in this country. If you just look out of the window, so you can see thousands of Muslims that these are just crossing the street. They are working as doctors at the hospitals. They are teaching German language to the German kids at the schools. They are also teaching at the universities. I'm writing for a journal. I'm writing for a newspaper. I mean, the Pegida people are wrong. That they say Muslims in this country are not only asking for social help. They are also contributing to the country. They are paying taxes. So the question should not be how Muslims live in Germany, because they are also living how the other people in this country live. I mean, what we do differently with other people, just we are going to the mosque.
Mr. Erdogan says Pegida's rallies are not surprising, as it's not a new issue for the Turkish community, which has been exposed to discrimination for years in Germany.
Maybe not as a reporter, but as a person, I feel differently as before. Because when I talk to people in the street, I always have in mind that I'm going to ask for something, anybody in the street, but I just think if this person also could also be a Pegida supporter.
Islamophobia taps the list of reasons why young German Turks leave Germany and go back to Turkey.
I feel myself here always as a foreigner. But after this Pegida movement, I'm thinking it more. And I'm thinking on coming back to my country. I think the thing that the Pegida supporters do not accept is that the change in the culture is a very natural thing. And the German culture that we have in the German culture that we have today in Germany is not the same thing that we have in Germany 300 years ago. The world is changing, the language is changing, the culture is changing. But the people who support the Pegida do not want to accept that their culture also can be changed.
The anti-Islam movements in Europe are destined to defeat because of their racist and anti-immigrant position. In fact, Pegida has not really spread beyond Dresden where it began. Instead, what we see now are protests against the anti-Islam movement in cities all over Germany, and even in Dresden itself. Tonight, the anti-Pegida protest, Dresden for alle, Dresden for everybody, is an evening of music and peace just 300 meters from where Pegida holds its usual Monday rally.
We are not a fixed group. We are only a group of some people who do anything in their real life. We're working at the museum and at the town hall. Some are musicians, other artists. We want that Germany stays an open country for all people. We need that openness. It's important for us. We are convinced about this. We are living in Europe. We are not anymore living in a small country that's close to itself.
Germany today confronts complicated and controversial issues surrounding its 4.5 million Muslim population, including terrorism, the building of mosques, female dress, Sharia law, and the pressures of immigration and multiculturalism.
People decide to be more Muslim than before because if they feel discriminated, let's say, then I have a reason to be Muslim because then I'm... then they have the right to discriminate me. So it's just a decision to be more Muslim because of the discrimination.
Meanwhile, back in Dresden, the 20th Monday Pegida rally comes to an end with an angry and explosive confrontation between pro- and anti-Pegida factions, separated only by a thin police line.
Everywhere you have new populist movements protesting against the established party democracies, protesting against the institutions and against political leadership as it is being exercised and conducted in the moment.
Ever since they began, the Pegida protesters have upset Germany's political scene, provoking condemnation by national political leaders. And in her New Year address, Chancellor Angela Merkel urged citizens to reject Pegida.
Heute rufen manche montags wieder, wir sind das Volk. Aber tatsächlich meinen sie, ihr gehört nicht dazu, wegen eurer Hautfarbe oder eurer Religion. Deshalb sage ich allen, die auf solche Demonstrationen gehen, folgen Sie denen nicht, die dazu aufrufen. Denn zu oft sind Vorurteile, ist Kälte, ja sogar Hass in deren Herzen.
And these are people who are very close-minded people. They are not like... I think they don't read a lot, they don't travel a lot, they don't have money a lot. Maybe there's a kind of closeness, you know, and this would be a problem to interact with other people.
Pegida has inflicted great harm on Germany's international reputation. Its neighbors and allies are asking whether Germany is stumbling back into the darkness of xenophobia and racism, and rightly so. Many Germans are also asking the same question these days.